What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Good morning to you. It's not your average Thursday. It's not. First of all, I have a contact that's ripped in half and it's still in my eye. Your host is managing with one eye. Actually, I'm pleasantly surprised. I managed to put it back on my eye. It took me a little bit before it would fit back on my eye. And I can feel the split in my eye, but it's not causing me searing pain, nor is it blinding me. So, yeah, great. If it does happen to blind me right in the middle of Chubby Bunny, well, you will see it because we're about to bring a video camera here in the studio. You know what it dawned on me, Producer Jay? A year ago, we had large desktops still sitting all around our main studio. So here in our main studio, we have four different spots where microphones are set up, and we will have four different contestants for Chubby Bunny. Here are the marshmallows. Ooh, they're so soft and smushy. Maybe this will mean we don't have a near-death experience on Chubby Bunny this year because the marshmallows are soft and pliable and squishy.
No, we probably still will.
Oh, and they smell good too. I do love marshmallows, but always after Chubby Bunny, I decide I never want to see a marshmallow again for at least a good 8 months. So here's the deal. We have an unimpeded view now because the desktops are no longer in here. It's kind of cool. We just have a couple of laptops, and so it'll be easier for our videographer. Billy is videoing this entire Chubby Bunny World Championship for your amusement on our YouTube channel. So it will be posted. It'll take a couple of days. Jay will have to recover from his Chubby Bunny experience and then post this on our YouTube channel. But yes, we're doing it live on the air here in, no joke, 18 minutes. 18 minutes from now. If you have not seen the 22 Chubby Bunny World Championship, we nearly lost a contestant. It was touch and go there for a while. He is actually back. And I quote a text message he sent me last night, I better win. I don't know. That sounds like he is looking for me to rig it in his favor. I can't help it if you told the world that you were going to put a dozen marshmallows in your cheeks and then you spit the bit, literally, at six and almost died and made an awful racket doing it. I mean, how is that my fault? I told you what you were in for.
You're right.
What happened to double
fingers? I don't know.
You bragged about how you were going to dominate the competition. You didn't even get through six marshmallows. Now, unfortunately, we've just found out we have to pivot. Pete is not with us. He is not here this morning. He's got a family matter to take care of. So instead, we're going to have Jack run the board for us. Billy video the whole Chubby Bunny experience, the world championship. Sean Pat, who's a brand new contestant, he has no idea what he's in for. He's only seen the video, but he sent me a bunch of emojis and said, incredible. Plus, ha 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 ha. I do love it. See, now Pat is someone that I'll welcome into the studio with open arms because he doesn't use LOL. He uses ha 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 ha. See what I mean? Kawhi, also welcome in the studio at any time. Chubby Bunny World Championship, just over 15 minutes from now with Pat, Sean, Jay, who is our returning co-champion, me, who will never make it past four because I laugh too hard. That's my problem. If I couldn't, and also I have a trash can this time. I said, Jay, get the trash can. I have a trash can here because I last year forgot and had to upchuck right on the plate in front of everyone. Jay, I'm putting the trash can between us.
Oh, great.
Right, so that it, just in case you need it.
Don't miss.
How are you feeling about defending your Chubby Bunny World Championship?
I'm feeling good, feeling confident, feeling sound. Not overconfident,
sound
not under. I'm
just of mind and body.
Sound of mind and body. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling loose.
Do you have a torn contact on your left eye?
I don't, actually.
Well, then you're already ahead of the game. You're already ahead of the game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Jay dressed up for the occasion. Just wait until you see. I actually dressed up for the occasion, too. I figure if I'm going to spit up marshmallows, at least people will see me in a nice shirt and my hair's done. Again, the video will be available in the coming days, but you don't want to miss the audio because that in and of itself is hysterical. And someone might die. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you'd like the evidence from last year, I shared the video. Also, there is a photo of Penny, serene, peaceful, the exact opposite of what it will be here in studio in 15 minutes. It'll be total chaos. But we like controlled chaos here on After Hours. Our Facebook page, too. And if you haven't seen our YouTube channel, lots of goodies there, including multiple Chubby Bunny World Championships with various contestants and other videos that we've done for you. And it makes Jay so happy if you like and subscribe. So like and subscribe for producer Jay, like an early Christmas present or something. So marshmallows will be out of the bag in the next couple of minutes. A few things to just tree top here before we take our first break. The Florida Panthers have achieved the first sweep in their playoff history. They're into their second Stanley Cup final. They've never won the cherished cup, which means they've never touched the cup, right? Well, some of them have won with other teams, so they've touched the cup in the past.
You're not supposed to if you didn't win, yeah.
If you've never won it, right. But these Panthers are on a tear. They're on a mission, and they also have the Terminator. That's what I'm calling him. The Terminator, Matthew Tkachuk. Now, they call him Chucky, which brings up a different movie character. Matthew Tkachuk had a power play goal in the first period that put the Panthers up 2 in last night's game 4. Remember, they're on the verge of a sweep. The Carolina Hurricanes come back and tie this game with 3 to 4 minutes to go. And of course, what are you thinking? Well, we're headed to overtime again. Would have been the third game in the series that had gone into overtime. Well, the Terminator, Matthew Tkachuk, to the rescue.
15 seconds in regulation. Tkachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the Stanley Cup final.
We know what we have in there. We know how to play. We know the right way to play. We know what makes us successful. And being in it with the guys and seeing the belief and seeing just the calmness to us is really something special. Like, nothing rattles us. I mean, they score with 3 minutes left. You'd think that, you know, uh-oh, here we go. Like, what's going to happen? But it's like the opposite. It's so fun to be around, and like, it's just so fun being at the rink right now.
I bet.
And you know, we got a few weeks left of this, and it's going to be, we talked about it in the room, going to be the best few weeks of our lives, hopefully. So, something that we're all really excited for.
Tkachuk knows how to score big goals, you know, his composure and his hockey IQ, you know, he's so smart player. So it's a big goal. He's been great for us all season long, and especially in the playoffs, he knows how to score big goals.
Sergei Bobrovsky, he calls him Chucky. I'll call him the Terminator. Matthew Tkachuk with 4 goals in this series, 2 of them in game 4, and 3 of them with seconds to go that are game winners. It's amazing. Well, 2 of them in sudden death, obviously, so that ended the game. 36 saves for Bobrovsky, and our guest earlier this week, Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, called them fire and ice. So Chucky, Matthew Tkachuk, the fire, and Sergei Bobrovsky, the ice. And now they're on to their second Stanley Cup final. amazing to see this team and what it's done and how it's ascended now to the championship series. But Mark Stahl, who will be in the Stanley Cup final with his brother Eric after defeating their brother Jordan. Mark Stahl, what makes the Panthers so tough?
Every guy in that room is just very unselfish. I mean, we changed our game throughout the year and just tried to nail down how we're going to win a playoffs. And that takes some guys in different roles or different spots they're not used to. And there's no complaining. We just went to work, and these guys just compete. And it's been a fun group to be a part of.
Congratulations to the Panthers. We knew there was something special in store for them when they got through the best team in NHL history, the Boston Bruins. Now, while we're talking hockey, game 4 of the Western Conference Finals is tonight in Dallas. There will be no captain Jamie Benn available for the Stars, as it should be. I actually think he got off pretty light. He only received a 2-game suspension. Only. I don't think he should play again in this postseason for the stunt he pulled early in game number 3. Now, it could be the end of his year. If the Stars don't extend this series, well, he won't be back. But if you haven't seen it, look it up. Early in game number 3, he has kind of it's an awkward check of Mark Stone. Check that kind of knocks Stone over. Not hard, but he falls awkwardly to the ice while he's down on the ice, kind of laying on his right side. As he's down on the ice, Ben grips his stick with both hands like he'd be doing a cross check, except this was not a cross check. He jams his stick into the neck of Mark Stone, and then he falls over as well. Stone actually looked afraid. He could see it coming and the look on his face and kind of putting his hand up to protect himself. Thankfully, Stone was not hurt. He was able to continue playing. Ben was kicked out immediately, of course, with a match penalty, and now he's suspended 2 games. We heard from him on Wednesday, and man, I respect him. I think he's a great captain, but this does not sit well for me or if it's the Golden Knights.
Didn't want to take a 5-minute penalty, but the game happens fast. Emotions are high, and obviously would have liked to not fall on him, and I guess use my stick as a landing point.
What do people do, normal humans, when they're falling? What do? They put a hand out to brace themselves. Maybe 2. But in the case of falling on top of someone else, you kind of wrench your body a little bit, maybe, and then you would put one of your hands down to prevent your fall. That's just, it's human nature. How many times do we see quarterbacks or basketball players or other athletes put their hand down to prevent a fall, but because the fall is so violent, what happens? They break a wrist, they sprain a wrist. No, he kept both hands on a stick. He was not falling. He did not do anything to prevent his fall or to break his fall or to keep him from falling directly on top of Mark Stone. Falling, I'm using my air quotations. No, he took his stick with both hands. He gripped it and he slammed it into the neck of Mark Stone. That's not average, typical human nature when you're falling, which is what he said. It's just unfortunate that I use my stick as a landing point. How stupid do you think we are? I'm glad the NHL didn't buy that because that's ridiculous. And then what does emotion have to do with it? If you were falling, what do high emotions have to do with anything?
That was my first shift of a game on home ice when you're pretty jacked up and, down 1-0. So you want to, try and get your team going. Emotions are high and... it was just an unfortunate play.
Not going to sit here and say I loved it, but we got the 5-minute power play. The refs handled it the way it should have been handled. And we got a big goal from it, got a ton of momentum for our team. So, I didn't love what transpired, but it got handled the right way. We stuck together as a team, and now focus is game 4.
That's Mark Stone. He got a stick to the jaw while he's lying on the ice. So yeah, of course, he's glad that the refs handled it the way that they did. So just as context before we take our break, this suspension was more than what Alec Pietrangelo got. You remember he slashed Leon Draisaitl in their second round series. So that would have been Vegas and Edmonton. And if you think about it, he already got the match penalty, which indicates it's a dangerous play to an opponent. And they're, and get this, match penalty includes the intent to injure. So in the eyes of the officials and the NHL who reviewed it, they believe that Jamie Benn not only was over the top dangerous, but there was an intent to injure. The NHL is piling on top because they believe Benn was targeting Stone and that it's worse than an arm, which it absolutely is. You're going to protect the head and neck area of pro athletes these days. Well, then you have to crack down. I still think Benn should be out for the rest of the postseason, and likely because he put his Stars in an awful position. That could be the case. We'll see. I don't buy this. It's unfortunate. I was falling. Give me a break. We saw what you did, man. Just own up to it, maybe, and apologize. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, the 2023 Chubby Bunny World Championship is...
Is your home ready for summer? Beat the heat with Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale, happening now. Save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. Buying custom window treatments doesn't have to be complicated or break the bank. With Blinds.com, you never have to sacrifice when it comes to style, service, or selection. We have everything from Roman and roller shades to shutters, curtains, and more. Plus outdoor shades to keep you cool all summer long. No showroom? No problem. Our design experts are here to help, and we ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Need assistance with measuring and installation? We've got you covered there, too. No need for an in-home consultation just to get a quote. You can always count on upfront pricing right on our website, and you can always rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale now and save 45% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Straight ahead here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, we've got so much energy here in studio. We've got pre-championship calisthenics going on. This is intense. I already know. I have a trash can next to me. I already know I'm going to upchuck with 4.5 marshmallows. All right, mic's on, everyone. We're going to introduce our MC, and then we'll introduce ourselves. Our videographer is Billy. So if you are listening to the show right now, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, you may not be able to see how Sean is warming up, but at some point you will. Billy is filming the entire thing. You know me. I'm Amy. Andrew Bogish is behind the double pane glass. He's safely stowed away so that he does not get hit by any flying marshmallows, because that happened last year.
This is one of the best decisions I've ever made. I have, as you said, thick wall, thick glass between me and you four dummies. So best of luck to all of you.
Yeah. So the reason we invited Andrew is because I can't talk and stuff marshmallows at the same time. It's been to my detriment the first 3 years. So that's why Andrew's going to step in as soon as we introduce ourselves and get started. Jack is helping us out because Pete has been called away. So Jack is stepping in and we'll run the board.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
Oh, dear. Don't, you know, he controls the microphones in there. That's true. Very careful. We all have our plates of marshmallows. I asked Sean Marash if he needs more, and he said no.
Well, because I don't want to. I'd rather go big, not dream big this year. Last year, I dreamt too much.
Not just that, but you nearly died on the air.
I did, and I need to stay alive this year.
Please, stay alive.
I did, Amy, though, wear my champions shirt. The last championship I won was a flag football championship, so I'm hoping to win one today.
I have another bag, just in case you need extra.
I might
Are
be
you
ready.
In your bag?
That's
Are
the
you
last championship I'm going to win.
Yes.
All right, so voices in here. We're going to introduce. First of all, you know me. I'm Amy. Jay is
Jay.
The reigning champion.
That is correct.
With
I'm
what,
here.
6.5 marshmallows? That's it. That's all we managed
six and
last
a half,
year.
The half of the seventh kind of got spit directly at this microphone at the same exact time last year. So, but we are here to defend a title, a co-defend a title, I guess. But
and Matt the Musher's not with us this year in Alaska, so it's Jay's title. We've roped in someone new. Pat, who you know from the network.
Yep.
Pat, why?
Pat
why?
Boyle, wearer of many hats. You asked, and I answered the bell. So I just know that if I get asked to participate in any kind of competition, I'll be there. I didn't come here to lose, so.
Okay, so here's the funny thing. I already outed you earlier. Pat has no idea what a chubby bunny was until I sent him the video. And his response, and I quote, that was in a text message. With a laughing so hard you're crying emoji.
Yep, especially at Sean regurgitating the marshmallows.
It was a rough year. I talked too big a game. Not this year. All focus.
Why would you trash talk about marshmallows?
Because to me, I have been a fat eater of contest winners, but this isn't an eating contest.
The marshmallows. All right.
I know. That's why James with his big draw always wins.
Just so everyone knows the rules. Pat, Jay, me, Sean, you do not eat marshmallows. You stuff them in your cheeks. One at a time, we all say chubby bunny. As long as it's audible, Andrew will be the judge in case we have a dispute. And I will probably be upchucking at 4, and then you all will go on without me. But that's the deal. One marshmallow at a time, say chubby bunny, and then we'll keep going.
Mariah, do you have a new strategy this year, or are you just going for the same thing as last year?
I'm not revealing any strategies,
okay.
But know that I have a different mindset this
year. What's in the cup over there?
This is a blueberry green tea.
Is he allowed liquids?
Yeah.
No, not during Chubby Bunny.
Sorry, I was waking up my voice.
Blueberry green tea?
I will shove it that way.
Is it blueberry or is it green?
It's blueberry colored.
Blue tea.
Blue tea.
Andrew's actually doing calisthenics as well. What are you doing in there?
I don't need to rescue anybody. I'm loosening up.
For the Heimlich.
Yeah, like I'm charging in. Just in case. Gotta be limber. Gotta be spry.
You shouldn't be eating them. There should be no Heimlich required.
But you never know. You might want to say chubby bunny and there's a quick suck back motion in and we've got problems.
All right. You guys ready to go?
Let's do this. Let's do
deep breath. Andrew is taking over. All right, Andrew.
Marshmallows in hand, competitors. This is number one. All in 3, 2, and 1. Let it rip. Boyle, Amy, everyone, okay, 2 right cheeks and 1 left cheek.
Chubby bunny.
Splitting right down the
middle. Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Easy. Right. Round 1 complete. Oh, now to round 2.
Sean is staring me
it's
right through my soul.
It's easier when you're not talking.
All right.
So far, Boyle going double right cheek to start. Interesting strategy. Not balancing left and right like Amy just did and Bodge did. Who cares about Sean? Chubby bunny me, people. Let's go.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Okay, Pat Boyle's showing off.
Quickly through round 2.
All right.
I think it gets interesting here.
Uh-huh.
This is number 3. The sound of you 4 jamming this in your mouth is not appealing.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Amy just held on to that 3rd marshmallow.
Amy's in bad shape.
I don't
already.
Do this. I don't. I can't talk. Stop talking.
I don't do this. This is your bit.
Stop it. All right.
All right. On to number 4. You guys all look wonderful.
Ew, gross.
That's a plus.
Okay.
Gross. All right, let me hear it.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Wow. Right. Beat last year.
It sounds like the 3 guys have no problems, and Amy's on the way out at the moment.
Uh-huh.
So that's 3 or 4?
4.
Here, so this is number 5.
Oh, gross.
Uh-oh.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny. I'm getting flashback.
I'm sorry. All right, the host is out.
Wow.
The host is out.
Gross.
See ya.
Why do I do this to myself?
Chubby bunny.
All right.
Ooh,
so
impressive.
Round 5 complete with just Pat, Botch, and Mraz left.
I'd like to note that my mouth is not big as it sounds. Okay.
Your eyes are watering.
Are we going 6?
Well, you're going 6.
I can't look at you guys.
So communication degree is coming in handy at the moment.
Thank you, Andrew.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Boyle sounds like he's got nothing in his mouth.
What's happening over there?
It's a prime
athlete. I got a lot of pockets. Pockets and mouth.
He's the heavy favorite coming in.
Mouth
and he's
pockets.
Not disappointed. Number seven.
I'm going to make you choke, Sean.
I think I have marshmallow in my face.
Trash talking through six.
Gross.
Marshmallows. Seven seems to take an adjustment.
Don't laugh, Jay. Don't laugh. If you laugh, you'll lose it. Uh-oh.
All right. Three, two, one.
Chovy Vonny.
Wow.
Amy, you gotta judge that one for
Jay,
me.
Jay, you gotta try again. Oh, Jay, you gotta try.
Let's go.
Is everybody out? I can't see Sean. Is Sean dying, hopefully?
Medic.
Wait,
I'll do an eighth.
No, don't make Pat laugh.
I'll do an eighth.
You're going
of
eight?
Of course he's going eight.
Gross.
Chovy Vonny.
Another
thing that boy is better nine. Than Sean at.
I'm going nine.
He's
do
not
going to
stop. He's a ringer.
I need to get to 10.
How gross is that?
He's a ringer. You're a ringer.
Chovy Vonny.
Oh, yes.
Amy, what's the record?
The record is 10. The record is 10.
I'm going with 10.
This is 10. This is history. You're listening to After Hours history, possibly.
Come on. Focus.
Something funny.
Wow.
Can you please, can you please stop now before you throw up?
No. You can't stop now. He's got to go for history. One more.
No.
There it is.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it.
You guys made me laugh. You guys made me laugh.
I still have marshmallow on my face.
My fingers.
It was so gross.
You're welcome,
Sean,
America.
Sean came in early for this.
I did.
Well, he did.
I did better than last year, though. I got seven in my mouth.
Oh, that's true. But you did make the same noise. What is that noise that you make?
I think my throat just cuts off.
Billy, let's focus the camera on Pat, who seemingly has gone through no competition whatsoever. His hair, not one out of place. There's no white stuff on his face. He just put 10, ten and a half marshmallows on his face. 10 and a half marshmallows.
Yeah, I got the 11th went in and it came back out.
You look as though you have just stepped out of a magazine. What do you have to say for yourself?
I had a strategy. Just keep poking them deep into the sides of my mouth and into the gums as I possibly could, and just don't let the throat close. I got a lot of residue on my mouth, though.
You do. Amy, you know better. You've been here for all of these competitions.
All four, yes.
I'm impressed by the status of the marshmallows out of Boyle's mouth. Like, they're not torn up. Like, they came, like, he packed them in there well, and they survived all that time.
Wait, so I was out at four. No, five. Ooh, I was out at five.
This isn't a regurgitated
How many
one.
Did you get out?
Me and James at the same time, seven.
Yeah.
You got to seven this
seven,
year.
Yeah.
You've
yeah.
been displaced, though, as champion. Will anyone ever beat Pat Boyle as the Chubby Bunny World Champion with 10.5?
I don't think so.
So all three of us would have won last year.
Yeah. That's true. But how many did you eat?
I just ate. Well, I had two before we started, and I just ate one celebratory.
Gross.
Mellow.
Yeah. With no graham cracker either.
All right. Thank you, Andrew Bogish. Are you still glad that you're in there and not in here? Would you like to be part of it next year?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Fun. Folks, I'm sorry. This is the microphone that you usually use, although you're a co-host today.
Yeah, not today, so we're good.
Oh, thank heavens. Throw that mic cover away. Yeah. Don't touch anything.
I think I need a bath.
Billy, thank you.
You did before the competition.
Thank you for videoing this entire ordeal. for your amusement and entertainment pleasure. Whew, thank you to Andrew Jack, too. You guys are amazing. Actually, I'm really impressed with me. After it took 4 years to get to 5 marshmallows.
Yeah. I wonder if this is the juiced marshmallow era. I don't know.
Ooh. Go back to your berry green tea.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in early.
Thank you, Amy.
You guys are the best. Pat Boyle, the 2023 Chubby Bunny World Champion here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? They seem to you that I'm.
Oh, what a question. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? A little bitter there, a little cynical. However, a lot of her other songs were the opposite. And that is one of my favorite Tina Turner songs. It's, of course, one of her iconic songs. My favorite will always be Simply the Best. But some of you have written in with your favorites, and we wanted to play some of her most popular hits. Grammy winners, 2-time Hall of Famer, not just inducted into the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame solo, but also with her husband, her then-husband Ike, going back to the early 80s. I don't even remember that Tina Turner. But the Tina Turner that turned herself into a solo artist that spanned generations and had energy and a voice that carried and hits that you could dance to. And she always danced as well. She passed away on Wednesday at 83 years old in her home in Zurich. Actually, I didn't realize she was in Switzerland, but lots of tributes to her. And her music was a part of my growing up. And so it's good to hear them, but also bittersweet. She is gone at age 83 after a long illness. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Well, I feel like if an umpire were to check my hands right now, I would be kicked out of a game for having a sticky substance on my fingers. Trying to clean up here in the studio. And we do have the video evidence to prove that it actually happened. Pat Boyle has cheeks twice the size of mine, I think. I cannot get over how many marshmallows he stuffed into each side of his mouth.
It just kept expanding. It was like an endless pit in there, a black hole.
Seriously. And then he ate some. Not being grossed out, he actually ate some marshmallows once he had been declared the not just champion, but record-setting Chubby Bunny World Champion. How do you feel you've been unseated and a guy who just blew your record out of the water?
Blew all of us out of the water. There was nothing anyone could do about that performance. That's one where you just got to tip your cap and say, yep, well done.
I said to him, did you know that you were going to be able to stuff that many marshmallows in your mouth? And he said, well, I did play baseball. Yeah. Which, yeah,
I mean,
which
I figure that had dead giveaway. Him, but.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm really proud of me, though, because after 3 years of being stuck on 4, I finally got to 5.
That's good.
The problem is when I look at other people, I laugh. That's the issue. I look at other people and I can't hold in my laughter, which then means the marshmallows, they're jostling around and they hit the back of your throat where the gag reflex kicks in.
Be totally honest, this year I was starting to feel it a little bit after 2. And as I was putting the third one in, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel as smooth as last year.
My
first mellow, I messed up. So I don't know what was going on.
What happened? What do you mean?
I thought rather than just did it so that like I was in my head early and didn't mean to be. So I'm going to put it in and I was like, okay, like right in the right side. And then as I'm going to do it, I tucked it into the left cheek.
Instead,
I don't know why.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
It you just changed course right. at the last second.
Exactly.
And from that point on, you were never the same.
I just felt unbalanced. I don't know why I did that.
All right. Well, there is video evidence. You've checked it out, kind of. What did you see on the video? How's the audio of the video?
Well, the audio I'm going to get from the show itself. So it's
going to be good point. Okay.
But the video looks great. Yeah, everyone's on screen multiple times. It's moving
very clear.
Around. Yeah, it's cool.
So we're allowed to rehire Billy as our videographer in the future.
Yes, much better videographer.
Okay. Good news, because we have some other videos we need to put up, and maybe Billy will be willing to video them as well. Pat Boyle, he's a ringer. That's the thing. He's a ringer. Yeah, definitely a ringer.
Certified ringer.
A certified ringer. And he's a liar, too, because he acted like he'd never, ever done anything like this before.
Probably played it every summer at sleepaway camp.
Do you think we should just leave the marshmallows in here and see if anyone else comes in and starts eating them? I kind of want to save this bag of marshmallows for s'mores. We need to do an after-hours s'mores night. What do you think?
Put them in a locker.
We'll start a fire pit right in the middle of the console. Nobody will notice.
It's the shape of a fire pit.
Fire alarms in here? I know.
Doubtful.
Fire alarms. We do have some white-hot lights in here, though. All right. Whew. That's all the energy I had left.
It really takes a lot out of you.
It does. It really takes a lot out of you. But thank you so much, because many of you send us tweets and Facebook messages, and I know you are angling to see the video right away. Just wait. Wait until you catch a glimpse of Pat. Oh, my goodness. Pat worked overnight like we have, so he'll be going home soon. Sean still has to work. Andrew still has to work. Jack still has to work, but they were all very kind to be part of our shenanigans here at After Hours. So yes, check out the video forthcoming on our YouTube channel. If you subscribe, then you'll get a notice when the video goes up. As we head up toward the top of the hour, I want to make sure that I mention this. I'm worried about Ja Morant. Worried about him. The way that I was worried about Antonio Brown, and still might be a little bit, though Antonio Brown he's continuing down his path and he's making his choices. And in the case of Ja Morant, the fact that police actually conducted a welfare check on him because of what they saw on his Instagram account makes me nervous. Now, there is a chance, because this happens with young people, that social media is used as a way to attract attention. But I can understand why authorities in Tennessee decided that they needed to check on him, because he posted, now he deleted it later, but messages and pictures saying, "Love you, Ma, love you, Pops, you the greatest baby girl," referring to his daughter, "love you." And then a post that only said, "Bye." I know it could be something that matters not at all. Maybe he was saying goodbye to social media. Maybe he was screwing around. Maybe he just thought it'd be fun to play with his followers and his listeners. But officers went to Ja's home on Wednesday morning to check on him. Thankfully, he's fine. He has been suspended from all team activities because of that second video of him waving a gun on Instagram. Remember, that goes back earlier in May. And he is away from the team and therefore doesn't have the structure that he could benefit from. Now, it doesn't mean they can follow him 24/7, right? It doesn't mean that they're going to be with him every step, every social media post, everywhere he goes. And I'm not sure that accountability works anyway, even if he decides he wants to continue making some of these choices, then it doesn't matter who is with him all the time. But it certainly it certainly makes me nervous. I can imagine his family is nervous too because of the choices he's made and the fact that right now he's isolated. Now, he can be with his family. I hope that they're with him a lot of the time. But when he's home, if there's no one around, no one to kind of talk him down off that wall. We know that he was battling anxiety. Remember, that was part of the reason why he was in counseling in Florida, going back to his original suspension from the NBA. There is the report out there that he's going to suffer, he's going to serve an even lengthier suspension because of the second gun video. We know that Commissioner Adam Silver was mortified by the second and actually felt like he was embarrassed that he met with Ja and Ja spoke to him and face to face talked about how he would make better choices and he wanted to be a better leader and that he wouldn't fall into this trap again. And if I'm the commissioner, I'm embarrassed too, but also put out about it. I let you off relatively easily. You were away from the team anyway. You got credit for games missed, essentially time served for your suspension. And it's not even, a month after your season's over and you're already doing it again. So it's a fine line, right? Of course he has to serve a suspension. He's not only representing the league, but he represents the Grizzlies. They suspended him indefinitely. And we'll wait to hear from the league, but he's still an employee of the NBA. And this is not the image they want to portray. It's the opposite of what they want to portray. They're trying to get away from this. But yet, if you suspend him and you send him away, there is a chance that when he's isolated, the anxiety increases, potentially could be depression. Let's hope not suicidal thoughts. Let's hope not those types of spirals. I remember with Josh Gordon, now completely different situation, but with Josh Gordon, the Patriots tried to have someone with him 24/7 when they signed him after he'd already served multiple suspensions in the NFL. And his was about substances. It was a zero tolerance policy, right? It was about the pot, but it was also about the alcohol. And the Patriots tried to have someone with him all the time. And it didn't matter because ultimately when he wanted to make his own choices, when he couldn't quite escape the vices or the demons, he found a way. So, right, it doesn't matter necessarily if Ja has someone with him all the time, but I worry about him being away from a structure, too, away from a team, because then there's more opportunity. But ultimately, though, the Grizzlies are his employees. They're not his babysitters. They're not his family. And while they certainly would like to protect their investment, and I'm sure they care about him personally, they have to do what's best for them and their brand too, and so does the NBA. So yeah, to think about a wellness check because of social media, I hope at some point along the line there is a wake-up call for Ja, even more so. Just feel like it should have happened by now. But we know that young people in our society very often deal with anxiety and depression, and he said he went to counseling so that he could figure out a way to handle stress. Social media is not it. Social media is not how you handle stress. It's not. And how often do we see young people fall into that trap? I can imagine his family is anxious for him too. So thinking about him and hoping that in this off season, he gets maybe more help. Go back to counseling, speak to a therapist, work with someone who can help you deal with your anxiety and potentially dangerous thoughts. And stay away from social media because that is not help. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tonight after basketball and hockey. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!